نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in these times that we live in these economic times, we find ourselves, even in the richest country in the world, United States, in dire straits. Even though the deficit of this country, which is a sign of how much an individual or a government can spend, is in the trillions, the high trillions of US dollars, still there are people who are in dire straits in this country. There are individuals who look through the garbage cans of the streets of America looking for food, while other individuals just blocks away are living in opulence. Today's khutbah is not on that subject specifically, but rather it's on the subject of giving, and even more specifically on loaning. Those individuals who have more than others among the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as in the past, were always found to give. And the greatest of all those givers among the creatures of Allah, that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam said, that there was no one more deplorable to me on the face of the planet earth, no one more hated to me on the face of the planet earth, no one more despicable to me on the face of the planet earth than the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he kept giving me, and he kept giving me, and he kept giving me, and he kept giving and giving, until he became the most beloved of all people on the face of the planet earth to me. And then he became a Muslim. So giving in Islam, we all know about this, because Allah mentions it throughout the Quran. But today's khutbah, inshallah, for these brief moments, is talking about another aspect of giving, which is loaning. We want to talk about the person who gives the debt, or who gives the loan, and the person who's in debt. This, brothers and sisters, this issue of debt is extremely serious, brothers and sisters. The issue of debt in Islam is serious. And we find Muslim countries in debt to the kuffar past their necks. And we find Muslim individuals, you and I, in debt past our necks. Once again, it is important for us to give sadaqah, and it is important for us to loan to each other. But it is also important for us to pay back our debt, whether it is to a Muslim, a Yahudi, a Nasrani, a Majusi, a Hindi, it doesn't make any difference. Muslim, Jew, Christian, Magian, Hindu, if you owe them, brothers and sisters, if you owe them, even the most corrupt of Jews, if you owe them, you better pay them back before you die. Because debt is serious. It's extremely serious. And even though among the common Muslims there is the idea of the concept, and Allah knows best if it can be founded in the Quran or Sunnah or not, the idea or the concept that one cannot perform the Hajj if they're in debt. Allah knows best. Allah knows best if there's an explicit verse or hadith that talks about this. I myself have never read it, But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Nonetheless, if you are in debt, you have $2,000 and you've made niyyah for hajj, then ethically, you shouldn't go. Ethically, you shouldn't go. Because that money belongs to someone else. Because you are in debt. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has told us that the martyr, and we know about the many rewards of the martyr, that the martyr's reward is Jannah. Soul will be put in the bellies of green birds and suspended around the arsh, the throne of Allah. The reward is so tremendous that they'll want to keep coming back and getting killed and go back again and getting killed and go back again and getting killed again because of the tremendous reward on the other side in the Jannah waiting for them. But this individual, the one whose body is not washed, the one whose body is thrown or put into the ground, placed into the ground with the blood still exuding from his wound, this individual, with all the great rewards that they will get, if they don't pay their debt, their soul is suspended between heavens and earth until someone pays. The martyr, the shaheed, as tremendous as this reward is, if his debt is not paid, or if he doesn't leave something for his debt to be paid, then his soul is suspended between the heavens and the earth. And this is one of the reasons why the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man from among his companions did not pay his debt, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't make Salatul Janazah open. He said, إِنَّ أَخَاكَ مَحْبُوسٌ بِدَيْنِهِ فَقْضِي بَيْنَهُ or فَقْضِي عَنْهُ. He said, your companion, your brother. He said, your brother, your companion, he's locked up. He's restrained, what? His soul between the heavens and earth because of his debt. You fulfill it for him. He wouldn't even pray over him. It doesn't mean he's a kafir. It means that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam is trying to show us the seriousness of not paying his debt. You pray over your brother. And then one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam said, I'll pay it. And then when he paid it, then the Messenger of Allah made the four takbir to show us the seriousness of this debt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, brothers and sisters, in his book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. He said that surely Allah has ordered you to fulfill your trust, return your trust to the people who are the rightful owners of that trust. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. O you who believe, fulfill your contracts. How can we continuously buy clothing from each other or from the kuffar on a credit basis with the niyyah? With the niyyah, and Allah knows best, our niyyah of not paying it back. How can we continuously go to the restaurants of the Muslims buying $15, $20, $30 worth of food for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, every day, every other day, every 3 days, every 4 or 5 days, until the debt, the bill with the brother who has a family to feed, is $200, $300, $400, $500. And we think because he has a business, because he has a furniture store, because he has a car dealership, that he has it like that, and we don't have to pay him back. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, I swear by Allah, as sure as I'm standing on this minbar, you better get up after this khutbah and pay every single debt that you can pay with every penny that you're saving to go to Acapulco. The money that you're saving to go to Trinidad and Jamaica, you better get up and go and pay these debts before you die. This is serious, brothers and sisters. To keep going on and on and on and on and on, accumulating debt, and you know you don't have money. And this is why the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, when they asked him, why do you keep making refuge with Allah from al-maghram, from debt? He said, because when the person is in debt, he lies and he breaks his promises. He lies when he's in debt. He'll tell you a lie, maybe intentionally, maybe unintentionally. But the sin, the prodding of the debt, the incitement of the debt, and the prodding and the incitement of shaitan will make you lie because you're ashamed and you know you're supposed to pay it. At the same time, how can you be spending money on something else when you owe this person? So brothers and sisters, This is very, very serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet said, من أخذ أموال الناس يريد أداءها أدى الله عنه. He said, whoever takes the money of the people, meaning in a debt, with the desire or the intention to pay it back, with desire and the intention of repaying it, Allah will repay it on his behalf. But we know, brothers and sisters, and Allah knows better than all of us, when you borrowed that $50, or when you got that coat, or when you got those shoes, or you ate that breakfast at the brother or sister's restaurant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَعْلَمُ أَسْرَارَكُمْ He knows your inner secret. وَمَنْ أَخْذَ يُرِيدُ إِتْلَافَهَا أَتْلَفَهُ اللَّهِ And whoever takes it in order to spoil it, meaning with no intention to pay it back, Allah will spoil him. Allah will spoil him. And when Allah spoils you, brothers and sisters, no one can spoil you like Allah. فَلَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ There's nothing like him. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ So these dead brothers and sisters we have to pay. This is why the Prophet ﷺ used to say, اللهم استر عورتي وآمن روعتي وقضي عني ديني. He said, Oh Allah, cover my faults and security from my fears and execute the affairs of my debt. And before he made taslim, he used to say, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. Before saying, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the right, and As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the left, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-matham wal-maghram. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from sin and debt. Why? It's because they're closely connected. When you get in debt, if you're not careful, it'll cause you to tell lies and break your promises. And telling lies and breaking promises, in one narration of a hadith, is one-fourth of the signs of hypocrisy. So debt is a cause, or could be a cause, of hypocrisy. Telling lies and breaking your promises. Another form of debt are those individuals who take their children to the Muslim or non-Muslim schools knowing that they have the cash and don't pay the tuition. February, March, April, May, June, July goes on and you haven't paid it and you still expect the Muslims to teach your children. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ Oh you who believe, if you're really believers, then fulfill all your contracts. Fulfill all your undertakings. Fulfill all the obligations that you have. Return those things, those rightful things to their rightful owners. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ثم أما بعد Brothers and sisters, as we mentioned in the first part of the khutbah, that some of us have more means than others. Some of us are أغنياء and some of us are فقراء. Some of us are rich and some of us are poor. Some of us are poor but richer than others. So those of us who are poor but richer than others, that makes us rich over them. To this, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام says, مَثْلُ الْغَنِي ظُلْمُ That the procrastination of the person who has the ability to pay, the person who is wealthy, is injustice. It is a form of ظُلْم. It is a form of injustice. Because you keep delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. Why? 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 Because you're greedy. You're greedy, trying to gather up all that you can, which is the nature of the children of Adam. As the Prophet ﷺ said, if they were given a mountain of gold the size of Uhud, they would want another one. Another form of these debts, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, is the debt that the brother has, that the sister who marries him assists him in having. Another type of debt is the debt that the brother has that the sister assists him in having is the debt of the sudaq, the debt of the mahar, the debt of the dowry. To that the Prophet ﷺ said,
إن أعظم الذنوب عند الله رجل تزوج امرأة فلما قضى حاجته منها طلقها وذهب بمهرها. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, that the worst of all sins with Allah is a man that marries a woman. Then he fulfills his need with her. That is, then he consummates the marriage. Then he tastes her honey, as the Prophet ﷺ called it. فَتَلَّقَهَا. Then he divorces her. وَذَهَبَ بِمَهْرِهَا. And then he doesn't pay a debt. He doesn't pay the dowry. He marries her, takes advantage of the sweetness of her organs, divorces her, and doesn't pay the dowry. And causes a problem when he's asked to pay the dowry. Months, years go by. That's a debt, brothers. That's a debt that if you were in an Islamic government, after all or before all your debts, the first one that would be paid, according to at least three of the imams of the four madhabs, would be the debt of that dowry. That's how serious the dowry is. Now why do we say that the sisters are assisting them? Why? It's because you sisters, you should be asking for something that is easy to pay, and it should be paid on the spot. This deferred dowry is not from Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This deferred dowry is not from the Prophet, the Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This deferred dowry is only in extreme emergencies. Extreme emergencies. Because the dowry can be paid from the zakat. The dowry can be paid from the zakat. Nonetheless, you brothers should be paid on the spot. And you sisters should not be asking for something that the brother cannot afford. You should come to a common agreement so that brother will be one of the individuals whom the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ الذُّنُوبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The worst of all sins. The worst of all sins. رَجُلٌ تَزَوَّجَ مَرَةٍ is a man who marries a woman. Then he fulfills his need, and then he goes on and divorces her and doesn't pay her dowry. The other type of debt is the man whom the Prophet ﷺ said in the same hadith, وَرَجُلٌ اسْتَعْمَلَ رَجُلًا فَذَهَبَ بِأُجْرَتِهِ. A man who hires a person, Muslim or kafir, because he said, a person who اسْتَعْمَلَ رَجُلًا. رَجُلًا is indefinite. The word man is indefinite. It means Muslim or kafir. You hire someone, you ask someone to come and do your work for you, fix my plumbing in my house, fix my roof for me, fix the masjid for me, do this electrical work for me, sister, make this dress for me. You ask them to do this for you, and then you don't pay them. إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ الذُّنُوبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The worst of sins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person who hires somebody and you don't pay them. Get in a cab, knowing you don't have any money, and you jump out. Signing checks on Friday with no money in the account, and then one on Monday to put it in there. This is deception. فَمَنْ غَشْنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشْنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا أو كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Whoever cheats us is not of us. Sign a check, brothers and sisters, putting yourself further in debt, possibly with a bounce one, and then running Monday or Tuesday, Allah should keep the bank closed, or you can't do it. He should close them up. Because this is deception, this is trickery, this is lying. And you put yourself further and further and further and further in debt. This is haram, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, it's haram to give somebody a blank, a piece of paper with an amount on it, and there's nothing there to put it, to give it to the people. This is haram. And you are putting yourselves in this debt. You are causing yourself this problem because of your extremism, because of your bukhl, because of your shush, your greed and your avarice, wanting to accumulate so much. Live simply, brothers and sisters, and that which you have is better for you to pay those debts. And lastly, those brothers who are divorced from these women, those brothers in Islam who are divorced, and you have child support, brothers, and you're not paying it, and you get upset because she takes you to kuffar, to the Yahood, that's on you, because that's a debt also. You have to take care of your responsibilities. You have to take care of your responsibilities. And if you sign a contract saying that I'm going to pay $50, and you really don't have it, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best, if you really don't have it, no sensible woman will deny the 25 or 15 or 10 or 5 per week. No sensible, sane, Allah-fearing woman who wants to assist you to get out of this responsibility of debt. If you don't have it, give what you can, brothers. Because it keeps piling up and piling up and piling up and piling up until you reach the grave. Until you reach the grave. You slept with her and then you can't take care of your children? You slept with her. You had her, enjoyed her, and you can't take care of your children? You can't take care of your children? Wallahi, brothers and sisters, this is very evil. This is evil, brothers and sisters. This is an evil that is plaguing the Muslims in this country. Brothers and sisters in Islam, pay your debt. Get up from this masjid floor after the salah and pay your debt to the merchants, to the store owners, to the restaurant support, to the restaurant owners. Pay your debt, whether it's to the Muslim or the kafir, before you reach the grave. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.